Welcome back to Ephesians, our last day. And Paul finishes the book with a call to strength and to stand. He moves from relationships to spiritual battle, and he wants us to tell the difference. Life can be a war, and key to every battle is fighting the right enemy and wearing the right armor. Let's begin at verse 10. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God, so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. To be God's child is to be strong in him, not in your power, in his mighty power. So put on the armor and take your stand. The word here is a soldier's expression for standing ground and refusing to run. The devil has schemes, a carefully crafted plan to take you down. Stand firm. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood. That's key. Watch the contrast and context. Spiritual battle is real, but know your enemy. It is not your spouse, or your parents, or kids, or boss, or any human. So love your neighbor and fight your common enemy. Have you ever worked really hard to fix the wrong problem? Done more harm than good? Don't do it here. Love people, fight the powers of darkness. Rulers, authorities, powers of this dark world, and spiritual forces of evil, these are demons, and Paul doesn't explain much detail about them, except that they have power and authority that is real, and that they work against us. But he does give us detail on how to take our stand, so focus on that. Verse 13, therefore put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. Twice Paul says, full armor, so don't miss a piece. Days will come that are just evil, when the battle gets real. Temptation, frustration, doubt, anger, suspicion, all hit together to drop you where you stand. Stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist. The soldier's belt held together the armor and enabled him to move freely. Our belt is truth, God's truth of who we are and his victory at the cross, and our truthfulness. Be true and honest. Any deceit in me loosens the armor. With the breastplate of righteousness in place, protect the vitals, the heart and lungs, from direct assault. When the devil's guilt trip goes for the heart, remember, God calls you righteous, right with him. He has made you right, and he will strengthen you to live righteously. Verse 15, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. The soldier's footwear is essential. Ever tried to compete in bad shoes? Roman soldiers had cleats, firm-fitting sandals with nails embedded underneath for solid footing in an attack. No slipping. The gospel of peace is our firm footing. We stand our ground knowing that we are saved by grace and we have peace with God. 16. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith. When arrows come flying in and fired up, temptations, doubts, guilt, accusations, anxiety, your first line of defense is faith. I trust God. God is greater and he will win this battle, so I'm with him. Take the helmet of salvation. Protect your head. You are saved by his grace. Rest in that and don't play the devil's mind games. And the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. God's word, the Bible, is a sword for both attack and defense. Remember when Satan tempted Jesus with very real temptations, Jesus stood firm by responding with God's word. Hold fast to the word. Remind yourself of it. Fight lies with truth. And notice that all of these are God's weapons and God's strength, because God wins. Verse 18, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. Prayer is a powerful weapon for good. General prayers and specific requests, both are needed. Be alert and vigilant, and keep on praying. Persevere in prayer. And Paul says, pray for me. And I ask the same. I need it. Pray that whenever I speak, words may be given me so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel. Paul closes the letter with some personal notes and encouragement. So I'll do the same. My hope for you is peace, love, and faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And grace, that beautiful word grace, to all who love Jesus. We were meant for something. We are sons and daughters of the King. We inherit the kingdom. God blessed us. He raised us, called us, and sent us back changed. So walk worthy. Walk in humility and unity. Walk in light and in love. And work on that grace swagger. If you enjoyed this audio guide, we have guides to lots more books here on YouVersion and guides to every Bible book on the Through the Word app and throughtheword.org. I'd like to say thanks to the awesome team at YouVersion. Great people. And thank you for taking me with you on the journey. I can hardly wait for the next one.
Thanks for joining us for today's audio guide. You can find the full audio guide for this chapter and hundreds more on the Through the Word app and website. The app is free and free to share, so tell your friends and take the journey together. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the Word.